IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's continue our discussion around the hostage deal. What is it really looking like? Hundreds of terrorists will be released, and that is in exchange for what seems to be 33 hostages. Is this a fair trade? What does this mean, and how is this likely to play out? Professor Eitan Gilboa is an expert on U.S.-Israel relations, senior research fellow at the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security. Eitan Gilboa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Good. So we've been contemplating this, as I'm sure everybody in Israel has been doing for the last 24 hours, because it feels very, very conflicted. I feel very conflicted in many ways, because obviously getting the release of the hostages, there can be nothing better. But what about the price? Is the price worth it? Is this a message to Hamas that they've achieved a victory? What does this all mean? Can you help break this down?
Yes, this issue has been debated here from the beginning of the war. How to bring back the hostages and for what kind of price. It seems that the proposal that Israel prepared back in May and June is very similar to the one that is being decided and settled today. The reason is Trump. Right. Everybody is concerned about Trump. Trump said that he wants the deal to release the hostages and ending to the war by the time he would enter the White House, and the date is January 20. Netanyahu thought that perhaps a delay would be in the interest of Trump, so he could claim credit for it. But Trump clarified that this is not the issue. He's a special emissary for the Middle East, Stephen Witkoff, a Jew from a very rich real estate developer from New York. His personal friend was here during the weekend, and he applied on Netanyahu pressure to soften Israel demands. At the same time, both the Biden administration and the incoming Trump people have applied similar enormous pressure on Qatar and Egypt, pressure that the Biden administration has not been able to do. And therefore, it's very likely, it seems that both sides now have agreed on all of the issues, and that an announcement, a signing is imminent, either today or tomorrow. And this is very important because the return of the hostages is crucial. You can deal with all the other issues, say that Israel agreed to withdraw from certain areas of Gaza. Israel can always return. Hostages that die in Hamas's tunnels cannot return.
Mm.
And therefore, yes, the price is going to be very high. Israel will release, hundreds of Palestinian terrorists. Not just political prisoners, terrorists, and agreed to certain deployment of the military forces and a ceasefire for first stage is going to be 42 days. It's very clear that Hamas wants to remain a ruler of Gaza. It is very clear that Israel would not allow it to rule Gaza. And I noticed that the Palestinian Authority has now approached Trump. They are afraid of Trump as well, perhaps to be more involved in the day after in Gaza.
Would this be considered a victory for Hamas?
No. Yeah, a victory. First of all, a victory for Israel is the return of the hostages, as
right.
I've explained
right.
earlier.
Right. Yes. Yes.
So the entire. Well, if you look objectively, and I'm trying to do so objectively, at the results, the entire leadership of Hamas is gone. Much of Gaza is completely destroyed, and one has to acknowledge that almost any building, any house in Gaza was a munition depot and had piers to tunnels. So these were not innocent residential buildings. These
yes.
were
yes.
military outposts.
Right.
And therefore they were destroyed. Not because Israel just wanted to erase buildings from Gaza. The goal was to eliminate the potential military use of residential buildings. And this is a major card that Israel has, because Israel will permit reconstruction of Gaza only if it will receive assurances that, number one, the entire area will be disarmed and Hamas would not be allowed to reconstruct all those military bases and use population and buildings for military purposes.
And will that be, is that achievable?
Yeah, this is a question. And I think the agreement includes two major stages. Stage number one, in which for 42 days ceasefire, in which about 33 hostages, we don't know yet, most of them are alive, but some of them are dead. This would be the first stage. In the second stage, there would be discussions about the future of Gaza, and therefore it is possible, but it's going to be extremely difficult. I think that the key would be, number one, the American position, second, the attitudes of the Arab Sunni moderate countries, especially say the Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Saudi Arabia. I think that they will have to be involved, and hopefully this would also complete the transformation of the Middle East when Saudi Arabia would join the Abraham Accords and normalize relations with Israel. President Trump is very interested in producing that expansion of the Abraham Accords. The Israeli government is also interested in this outcome. So if you ask me if there is a chance for that, yes. But it's going to be very difficult.
That is where we leave it. So much food for thought, and no doubt we'll continue discussing this topic over the next few days. That was Professor Eitan Gilboa. He's an expert on U.S.-Israel relations, senior research fellow at the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security.